you know, most of the time people don't get saved till they break their own moral code, and they set up some kind of, instead of using the Bible as their moral code, they have their own moral code, you know. And then when they break their own moral code, then they have to look in the mirror, you know. Let's give some kind of scenario. So you got this woman who's wants a boyfriend. In this society, she wants a boyfriend to pay her bills, right? And so they start to see each other and date or whatever, and then she starts to hold him accountable to her rules, you know, her expectations or rules or whatever. He tried to marry her, but she wouldn't get married, so he kind of withdraws, but she tries to accuse him of this, that, and the other. And he says, well, wait a minute, we're not married, I'm not obligated to you in any way, shape, or form, so why are you mad? You know, why are you discombobulated? You know, it is what it is. And she really has nothing to stand on. And but she's still mad. Will she wake up to her own moral code that she broke, you know? Probably not. Let's say there's a family member who's one person saved, one person's not. And this family member, let's say it's a brother and a sister. So you got a brother who's saved, a sister who's not. And this sister has all these expectations off the brother, some kind of moral code that she stands on. And the brother stands on the Bible as the moral code. And she's expecting him to do this, do this, do this. And that's really not biblical, because that's her husband's duty. But he doesn't, the Bible says, be not unequally yoked with unbelievers, being, in other words, the brother and sister have two different faiths. So he's standing on truth, she's standing on lies. So they kind of become adults and go their own separate ways because they have different beliefs. But the sister who's lost, who doesn't believe the Bible as the ultimate moral code for her own life or her own interactions, so she tries to put her brother under her moral code, which is not biblical. Expectations of something that's not even his duty. As you're my brother, you owe me. Well, what are you talking about? The Bible's this. You should be talking like this. You should be acting like this. You should be not getting yourself in trouble. Whatever it is. There's always this tit for tat. Somebody's got this moral code expectation that somebody puts on somebody else, but if they don't have any Bible moral code, then what kind of obligation is there? There's nothing. You don't owe them jack. Because they're not held accountable to a higher moral code, which is the scripture. So why are they trying to hold you to their moral code? Where's their moral code at? Where's their foundation? They don't have a firm foundation. That's why they can shapeshift and change the code at will. And this is why you can catch somebody who's a master manipulator, because they're not basing any kind of relationship or any kind of situationship or business or whatever based on a moral code. They're basing it on their society code, their own code, their family code, their bloodline code. They don't have any litmus test to function by except for what they expect of you. In other words, it's really plain and simple what I'm trying to tell you. If you got one person who stands on the scripture as their basis of moral code, and you got another person who's trying to put that person under their moral code, but they don't use the scripture as a moral code, then the two shall not walk together, period. And the obligation that somebody tries to put on somebody else, and the other person saying, I'm not obligated to you because you're breaking all the base, all the creation rules from the get-go. And they get angry and mad because the person won't submit to them, but they would, because they're submitting to God and His moral code. So they get mad and cut you off because their moral code, what they expect, is so contrary that you can't even be around them. Everything they say is a waste of time because they don't go back to the root. So I don't care if you go to Dr. Phil, I don't care if you go to Jerry Springer, I don't care if you go to Bounty Hunter D, two people arguing back and forth. If there's no moral code, one person's not basing their life on a moral code based on the Bible, then they have no ground to stand on, and you're not obligated to give them jack except what the Bible says. And if what they're expecting is contrary to Scripture, you're not obligated to do jack. They have no moral code because they're not basing on Scripture. Their life expectations on you are just for self. Selfish people, hellbound sinners, lost, money, love of money, image, outward show, pleases of mankind instead of pleases of God. Lovers of pleasure instead of lovers of God. And so this is why when I deal with an unsaved person who tries to put me under some kind of obligation that's not based on Scripture, then I just laugh at them. Because it's like, you just revealed what you are. You think you're a god or a goddess, that is. But you're not. You're breaking all the basic codes, the basic laws of the universe, but you don't. But you want your own laws. You want people to follow your laws, but you're breaking all the laws. What's that about? Selfish. Selfish. Me, 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 me. If they're going to break God's moral code on whatever the issue is, and they want to get you to submit to their moral code, busted. If I have to explain this to you, you're probably not saved. If I have to explain what I'm saying to you, you're probably antichrist, because it's so obvious. If I'm going down the highway and I'm following the speed limit and somebody else beside me is doing 20 miles over the speed limit, and then they crash into me or have a wreck in front of me or something, and then they want to blame somebody else for the crash, and the other person's following the law, that's what I'm talking about. They're the one responsible. They're the one that's destroying themselves, but they want to blame other people. It's kind of like they crash into a brick wall, and then they want to blame you because you were doing the speed limit. If you would have been speeding faster, I wouldn't have crashed into that wall. That's narcissism to the hilt right there. And it's getting so bad. It's getting so bad where people don't want to be held accountable to any kind of Scripture. And then they'll turn around and try to hold you accountable for something they can't even keep. And it's like, it's getting so bad, you're almost to the point where, are these people even human anymore? Are they even human? If the foundation's always changing in their world, you can't deal with that person. Let me say it again. If the foundation's always changing, you can't deal with that person. If you're married to one of them, they're going to eventually hit the highway, because you're going to hold them accountable to a biblical code. But they want you to follow their code, their mama's code. I've seen this. They want you to follow the mama's code, but they don't follow the biblical code. Well, this is the way my mama did it. my mom and my daddy. Well, that ain't biblical. This is the church they went to. Well, they don't teach the gospel. They reveal what they are. They think they're gods. They think their moral code is greater than the Bible. And they won't submit to it at all. Sad. I mean, it's really sad. It's not just sad, it's really sad. And I love it when these people come up and they or make a phone call to me or whatever and just try to put me under some kind of rule-based thing. And I call them out and say, well, so you're trying to say that I have to follow your rules, but you don't follow the Bible. You don't believe the Bible. So why are you putting yourself above the Bible and expecting me to submit to you? That sounds like some kind of queen bee worship me thing, you know. It sounds like a joke. It's a big fat joke. I don't owe you jack because you don't want to do it the right way based on the foundation of the word, but you want everybody to do it your way. Can anybody hear me? Because does that show the hypocrisy of this day to the hilt or not? I mean, I have actually pinned this thing down. I saw it a long time ago with family members, ex-wife, in-law. Does that not break it down to the ultimate? And they're going to judge you because you won't do it their way. But they won't do it the biblical way. Now, isn't that the ultimate hypocrisy?